Welcome back, movie enthusiasts, to another Cinema Central review. I'm your host, DJ Ace, and for this one, I did something a little bit different. I went to a smaller movie release this past Thursday called The Reliant. And this movie really falls into the indie festival low-budget film category, which is definitely a different vibe for me. I really decided to go last minute for two main reasons. I knew a couple of the people that worked on this film, and it was also filmed in the town that I work in, which was very cool. So before we begin, I will note that since this movie was a one-night thing with a relatively small wide release, I will be doing a bit of summary as part of the review, since a lot of you probably didn't see it or even hear about it for that matter. So as such, there will be spoilers ahead. You have been warned. I will start by saying that The Reliant is a Christian film, but it's not really your typical Christian movie, and I say this having seen a lot of Christian movies. This movie poses a very valid question: how does a Christian family survive when society collapses and plunges into anarchy? The idea of modern society collapsing is not one that is unusual or that hasn't been looked at before, and there are certainly movies where that is the focus of the film. For The Reliant, this is just the backdrop for the entire film, but even realizing that, I found it hard not to want to know more about why everything went down the drain. But in all honesty, seeing how the world is going, who knows, this could very well be a possibility we may have to face, which made this scenario that much more compelling and frightening in a way. This movie also shows that in this scenario, people can just quite easily, it seems, fall into their own darkness. The focus of the story is on this one family that surprisingly didn't seem to have a last name. The father, Rick, is played by Kevin Sorbo, who, even though he was pretty much at the front of all the marketing for this film, he was only in it for about 15 minutes out of a 2 hour and 20 minute movie. This was very surprising for me, but also kind of a letdown. So anyway, Rick is a doctor, and 6 years earlier, he was unable to save the life of the daughter of this guy named Jack, and Jack also went to jail and blamed Rick. So when the rule of law breaks down, what's the immediate thing he does? He goes after Rick and his family in revenge. We find out at the end of the movie that Rick also saved Jack during the riots at the beginning of the film, which is why he knew where they lived. So anyway, Rick does kill Jack and his family runs into the woods with the exception of his oldest daughter's fiance Adam and the mother Liz, who both get captured. The rest of the movie is really just this group of siblings living in the woods. There's the oldest sister Sophie, and there's also the brother Jimmy, and then their three younger siblings. This is the bulk of the movie, and it kind of dragged on. Like I said, this movie is 140 minutes long, and this is the bulk of it, which is strange because the movie went from a pretty intense opening, like with the father getting murdered, and then there's a pretty hefty climax at the end. More on that later, but during this time, Adam comes back, but it turns out he did some stuff that didn't sit well with Sophie, and also Jack comes after them towards the end as well. This is where a lot of the debate about gun ownership comes into play, along with some good old Christian theologizing. So I'm not going to say there haven't been action-oriented Christian films before, because there certainly have been. What I think makes this movie stand out is that it has a more realistic, grounded approach, which I really did appreciate. However, what made it a bit more odd as a Christian film was that it was also expressing its pro-gun views, and at times this felt very heavy-handed. Now let me be perfectly clear about something. I know guns are a hot topic right now, but for this review, I'm just conveying my impressions about a movie that deals with the subject at hand. And as we should all know by now, cinema is an art form, and art is just a way of conveying one's own opinions on a subject. Now enough with that little aside, and back to the context of the movie. This movie was kind of blunt at times and made the movie a little choppy, because there are two competing themes occurring. The first, of course, is that of faith and belief in God and the values that go along with that, but then it also jumps into why you should own a gun, and it just felt like two very different movies mashed together into one film, which detracted from the movie on the whole. However, one thing I do appreciate is that it explores very handedly not only the pros, but also the cons of gun ownership. We find out towards the end of the movie that there was another sister named Becca who Jimmy accidentally killed with a gun misfire when they were kids, when the father let his pistol laying around the house. That was a tragedy for sure, but then again, at the beginning of the movie, when they are trying to leave the house, they need to open the gun safe. Well, it turns out the oldest daughter, Sophie, is against guns and had hid the safe key, which means they couldn't defend themselves against the people attacking them. So again, I like that the movie does address the cons as well as the pros of guns and their use. You can't leave guns laying around because people can hurt or kill themselves, but in a crisis situation, if your guns are locked up, they aren't going to help you much anyway. But I digress. Like I said before, the end of the movie is still pretty intense. Jimmy decides to run off, and that gets him into trouble. But what he doesn't know is that their mom survived. That's right, she's alive, and they never explain how she's even there. Because last we saw, she got dragged off by the hooligans that attacked their home. But even better, she brought some deputies with her that are armed to the teeth. So yeah, they really just did a deus ex machina with the ending. But in a faith-based movie about miracles happening, I'm going to forgive it. Still, I'd like to know how she's even there and what happened, which I know is asking a lot in a movie that's already over 2 hours long. But the part of the ending that really pushes the limits of getting away with miracles is the fact that Sophie has to shoot these bad guys to save her brother Jimmy. That's right, the same girl that was against guns for the entire film, who has presumably never shot a gun, let alone a rifle, at something 100 yards away, has to make this shot. That really didn't sit well with me. But long story short, with Jack's help, they save Jimmy and they let Jack live, because at the film's heart, this is still a Christian movie and it hits the notes about forgiveness and redemption, which I love that. But I think it happened a little too quickly at the end of this film, like everyone is just suddenly hugging the dude that killed their father, but are like, it's all good now. I'm not saying it can't happen, I believe stuff like that can happen, but it's just really rushed in like the last 10 minutes of the movie. So like I said before, there are just some pacing issues in this film. Things that needed more elaboration weren't, while other parts just dragged on. Just a couple of other notes. This family was in the wilderness for something like a month and a half. How are they still this good looking? Like, honestly, I get that it's a movie and there are certainly limits. But for a movie that's supposed to be a kind of realistic survival thing, these kids were way too well kept. Like, how did that happen? Like, I don't understand. The other thing is that the editing was a little choppy. I think this has something to do with the fact they had to redo some of the scenes in post to keep this movie PG-13 as it was originally rated R, which kind of makes me curious what that version of the film might have been like. Also, the audio went off sync a couple times, and I'm 90% sure it was not a playback error, because I've used the same theater for years and I've never had issues. And just an interesting note, this movie really reminded me of another film called Defiance, and if you haven't seen it, I would highly recommend it. It's about these three Jewish brothers played by Daniel Craig, Liev Schreiber, and Jamie Bell protecting 1,000 other Jews in the woods during World War II. Very compelling, very interesting, based on a true story if I'm not mistaken. Sorry, that was random, but there are similarities, alright? There's also this post-credits testimony that I felt was very odd. And this has nothing against the person sharing their story or the situation they're in. It's just, after having watched a movie about guns, it really felt unnecessary and like I was just getting beat over the head with it. Like, honestly. So I know it sounds like it may have been a little too hard on this film, but don't get me wrong, no movie is perfect no matter how much money is being spent on it. Believe me, I've seen big budget movies far worse than this movie. And again, I'm very proud of the people that worked on this film, knowing a couple of them personally, and it's super cool seeing a town I know put in a movie. And finally, if you get nothing else from this review, then hear me out on this. No matter your views on guns or your personal beliefs, it's really up to you to make your own informed decision on the subject. There is no simple answer to this ever more controversial subject, and unfortunately, it's not going away anytime soon. This movie, The Reliant, shares many views on the subject of guns in a context of a very extreme scenario, while also trying to umbrella said views within the context of the Christian faith. That's it for this review. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, and you can follow me on the socials at Ace Cinema Central. I've had two really heavy reviews in 2 weeks. I'm hoping for a break, and you can expect another review coming next week with Terminator Dark Fate here on Cinema Central. Booyah!